Good afternoon, welcome back. We're talking about art and the relatively new gallery here in Dubai called Grey Noise. It's located in Al Sakal Avenue and I'm joined by Hetal Pawani and Umar Butt. Good afternoon to both of you once again. We've just been finding out a little bit more about the gallery itself and now know that it's not that new, of course, in existence because it's, 3 years in Pakistan. Last year, was it last year that you established here in Dubai?
No, it was this year.
Is it just earlier this year? You know, I always get it, time just flies, because I went to the first exhibition. What month was that?
March.
It was March, wasn't it? During Art Week.
Yeah.
Yes. That was it, now I remember.
And we've been in Art Dubai for 3 years now, so...
Yes.
And because of that, people have known us locally as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and because I remember speaking to you, going to the booth, and actually met you in Art Dubai as well. So, of course, you're very familiar with the region, and you're very familiar with how it works, I'm sure.
I am familiar with certain aspects of Dubai, but at the same time, I'm quite alien to certain things, since I haven't been living here for a long time, and before I was. So I think this shift also was very interesting, because... Post 2001, things had drastically changed in the region, and I'm more aware of the 90s from Dubai.
And who's buying work by Pakistani artists? I mean, do you find it's mainly Pakistanis that would buy work from their country, or is the market pretty wide and it depends on very much what you like? It's your personal taste. Who collectors will be very varied in their choices.
It's very diverse, actually. Let's say if you are specifically. I started off working with few Pakistani collectors and of course some Indian collectors, but I think it's also how you design this entire process of where exactly the work should be seen. So, you know, I could be sharing the files with people in Europe and they could get curious, and of course being on the virtual web, it is much relevant for it being widely seen. And again, what work I was promoting at my gallery as a program was also something which was very unique coming off from our region, because people have a certain stereotype in their head of what a Pakistani art is.
Right.
You know, so I...
Do you feel that you wanted to break that stereotype?
I think I was always interested in lateral sort of ideas, maybe my own art practice, you know. So I think we live in this kind of globalized situation, Google, you know, so things are pretty much not about regions. I mean, regions are quite 90s in a way. Like, you know? So we talk about this whole merging of things. So so it's amazing that, let's say, we showed Fahad Barki, our artist we represent at Basel. You know, you just love these expressions. I wish I could record them and show it to people, that they first look at the work.
Mm.
And then, of course, you know, you're curious at where is it from. And then you look up and then they read that signboard which says Grey Noise, Dubai/Lahore. Because when I applied for Lista, I had a gallery in Lahore at that point. So they kept on, and they kept the name. And then they would look at me and Hetal. And then they would look back at the work and they'd be like, where is this artist from? Is he making this work in Lahore? Wasn't he sweating when he was making this?
Really?
You know, things like these. So these are stereotypes, which I think I'm trying to kind of get over with. And art, I think, visually, is a global phenomenon. It's not about... It can be about region. It couldn't be very specifically charted as through its political dynamics or spatial dynamics. But what we represent at the gallery is more about aesthetic as content. We're not interested in... the politics or various other sort of worldly issues. So these artists are pretty much dissolved in what they make is kind of internally coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the internal poetics, you know.
And I'm wondering, you mentioned about being online, on the net, obviously. Do you actually sell much online? Is that a growing market?
I mean, when Omar said he started his website and then the gallery, I think the sale process always happens physically or through a contact you already know. I mean, I think you have to see the work physically, unless... like the secondary market or places where, you know, it's a big name and people are just buying for that, and then they can just make out by looking at a work. But it hasn't worked for us. I mean, in our case, it's always been the relationship we've had with the person or somebody who's been to our gallery or our booth.
But would that be a side of that you're going to be looking into? I mean, it seems... Everything's happening on the web now, isn't it? I mean, there's loads of businesses set up e-commerce. I know that, you know, as you mentioned, art could be, it's kind of different. It's not so commercialised, although some aspects of it are. Would that a side of the business of selling art or of art that you would be interested in pursuing?
Personally, it's nothing we've discussed for our artists.
Mm.
And I know that there's a growing phenomena with the VIP art fair and all of those sort of...
Online art fairs
and other online companies trying to sell collectible work.
I haven't heard a single person who participated, let's say even people, the young galleries I know who participated in VIP art fair. I mean, they didn't do well at all.
Yeah, when was that?
I think this happens every year.
It's every year.
Yeah. It was in the second edition this year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Next year it will be the third edition. Mm-hmm. And they always approach, I think it's by selection, they select galleries and then you apply. Mm. And they actually charge you for it.
And so it's basically like an art fair, but it's online.
Online. And then you have blogs, you have different ways of viewing. You can speak with the collector, you can chat with them. So, but I don't see a point. The tangibility of art does not exist online. I don't know. Yeah, again, what Hetal said is it makes sense that if maybe they're just buying names then. You know, it's not about the younger artists or the unknown artists. It's more about some famous artists.
No, it's just interesting to get your thoughts on that. Actually,
it is possible, and it would work, and you'll see it increase. But I don't. It's not something that we've
not yet.
We haven't explored it, but I'm sure it's a big market though.
We just had a question from one of our listeners, actually, from Adil, who asked, "I want to sell an artwork done by the respected M.F. Hussein. Can you guide him?"
It's not our forte. We haven't been in this market where
the secondary market.
Yeah, where we've sold work by modern artists. We don't have a collector base for this. We don't have a stock of artwork like that either. I mean, we started our careers and our galleries with young emerging artists who will grow with us.
But I would question Adil, why would he want to let go of an M.F. Hussein? You can keep it, you know. I mean, again,
it's a great investment.
Yeah, but at the same time, not every M.F. Hussein sells at a big price.
Right, right.
He's done a couple of thousands of works, I'm sure. And it depends upon period where I think I could advise him that he could very easily share it with some auction house and they can actually evaluate the work for him, and which is apparently for free. So I would say that would be the best bet.
Yeah.
And of course, there are other galleries in Dubai. They might be experienced in this particular field of business.
I would say go to One Into One Art Gallery because they are the only Indian art gallery here.
Yep.
And they used to work. I mean, I think they used to work with
him.
M.F. Hussein.
Yes. Yeah,
they had
did.
Exhibitions by him. So they're a good source.
Yeah. Thanks very much for that. That's very helpful. That's been of some help, Adil. Gosh, we're running out of time, but I wanted to quickly give a mention to the exhibition which opens on Wednesday, and it's called Vacuum. Can you give me an idea about what to expect?
Vacuum is about the vacuum which exists between the artwork and the viewer. And that premise was something which I had always felt was very interesting, and for me, and specifically looking at art and running an art gallery, I think there are certain questions which are never answered by, just by looking at the work or by talking with someone. So I think I'm kind of trying to curate this show around the lines of the artists we represent, and give Dubai an introduction of what Graino is. Vision is exactly, and why do we call why are we different from, let's say, the other programs around in Dubai? So it's a set of seven artists that will be on exhibit, and they're different presentations. So it's an amalgamation of three-dimensional, two-dimensional, and video.
Oh, wow.
Works.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I wish you all the very best with that. That opens on Wednesday. And how long does it go on for?
Well, the show is up till the 1st of September. So this is like a summer show.
Yeah,
and of course, we're around in this time where people, you know, usually come in and relax and enjoy and look at art in cooler environment.
Yes. I'll be here. but I wish you all the best with that. I said plenty of time to head over there, but it does open on Wednesday. It's called Vacuum, and it's over at Grey Noise in Al Sakal Avenue. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me on The Edge this afternoon. It's been lovely to hear about the gallery, and I look forward to welcoming you back hopefully in September.
Yes.
All the very best to both of you. Thank you. That's Hetal Pawani and Umar Butt. And perhaps we can give out a website also for the gallery, which is www.greynoise.org, if you want to find out any details about the gallery, about their artists, and of course about their upcoming exhibition. Well, more to come on the programme. It's time for us to take a quick break. We've got the news headlines coming up. And when we come back, it'll be a pleasure to welcome Antonia Carver, who's Fair Director of Art Dubai, who joins us with her monthly Art Dubai Dispatch.